Well, the taxi industry has been operating during the nationwide lockdown. It's been subject to certain limitations in terms of the loads of passengers they can carry and the number of hours they've been able to operate. This has naturally seen their revenue levels impacted negatively. Many taxi operators have debts that they must service and will likely be falling short currently. One taxi financier, Bridge Taxi Finance, says it's going to assist its more than 2,500 clients by making 175 million rand available to help them to pay part of their monthly debt costs, so that they're not overwhelmed when they return back to normal, whatever normal will be. So to discuss the plight of the taxi industry currently and possible solutions, I'm joined on the line by Vince Rasiroka. He's the chairman of Bridge Taxi Finance. Thank you so much, Vince, for joining us. So the taxi industry plays a pivotal role in ferrying many workers to and from work. Just give us a sense of the challenges that they've been facing with the current COVID-19 nationwide lockdown.
Hi, Nampu. Good evening to you and your reader, your listeners. the challenges that we have is with the COVID lockdowns, the taxi operators have had to reduce the number of people that they can actually put on a taxi. Instead of having 10 passengers, now they have to have 7, which is a 30% discount.
Yeah.
And also because people have been locked down at home, they haven't been able to take and ferry as much people to and from work. So they've made very, very little revenue relative to what they would normally have made outside of COVID.
So, Vince, many commercial banks have been offering their clients in good standing payment holidays, but you seem to have issues with this initiative. Just tell us why.
Yeah, the issue on payment holidays is very tricky. A lot of people love that and they apply for that. But a payment holiday doesn't mean that you are being relieved from actually making your payment or your debt.
Mm.
What actually happens at the end is, after the lockdown, your term or your installments figures will actually go up. And in some instances, you might even have to pay interest on interest because you missed out on the payments.
Yeah.
So as Bridge Taxi Finance, what we've done is we always want to operate with our taxis as a partnership, or with the guys that actually buy taxis from us, as a partnership. If they win, we also win.
Mm.
So in this instance, what we've done is we've opted to subsidize and pay for their interest portion over the 6 months. Meaning after 6 months, they are not going to pay any more than what they have to pay post-COVID.
Yeah.
So we are actually taking the amount from our savings, and like I've said, in this instance, 175 million rand to subsidize our own.
Yeah, but of course,
customers.
Yeah, but of course, Vince, there's nothing like a free lunch. Presumably, at some point, they will have to pay back that amount that you've assisted them with, but obviously, interest free.
No, in our instance, no, there is nothing to pay at the end. I mean, our biggest issue that drives our business is our philosophy. Is that we partner with the taxi operators. If a taxi operator, for example, is not driving and is not moving and he's got a justifiable reason why they're actually not going out there and actually running, if their taxi is stuck at home, it needs repair and all that, we don't let them pay. I mean, it's the same as you. If you come and you get a loan with us, and you're not successful with your taxi.
Yes.
All we ask you to do is just hand back the taxi. Like many other businesses, we all try to do business. And if you can't do it, you leave it, then you go and do something else. Go sell fat cakes.
Mm.
And we will take the taxi back and we'll not even criminalize you.
Right. So
we understand that, the taxi operators, they are not being helped by government. They provide a very, very critical service in our society. 70% of South Africans go to work by taxi. Without taxis, there is no business in South Africa.
Yeah. We've been warned that the coronavirus is going to be around with us for some time to come. Given the capacity constraints that have been placed on the taxi industry, do you think there'll be a temptation on their part to raise taxi fares? And I suppose the question is, even if they do try to go there, would people even be prepared to pay?
I think it's very, very important that, you know, I know that as taxi industry, we don't have a great image. Everybody, when you say taxis, I mean, even my friends always ridicule me that, you know, you guys, Bomakeza, they always have, you know, very, very negative connotations.
Mm.
But the taxi industry is very, very efficient. If you look at, you know, how the taxi operators are able to lift themselves with their own bootstraps, they do not get any subsidy from government. You talk about the Gautrain, you talk about taxis, you talk about buses, you talk about trains. They all get subsidies, and taxi operators don't. They are very, very good at actually running their own businesses. I mean, when the minister started to actually limit the hours for taxis when the lockdown was introduced, the taxi operators during the day, they actually, you'll find their taxis parked under trees. Because their market is very efficient. They know how to run their businesses. They are very, very good. So they will self-gauge and they will be able to self-correct. And if you look at how much they are, you know, they charge, their margins are very, very, very tight.
Yeah. Vince, just educate us a little bit, because in the past, I thought there was some sort of recapitalization program where government did assist the taxi industry with funding that they didn't have to pay back in order to help buy their taxis or at least, you know, fix them up.
Yeah, the issue with the taxi recapitalization, I think it was actually a question of the structure, how that whole program was put together. I think it wasn't well structured, but it was well intended. I mean, one of the things that's the law in South Africa is that you are not supposed to actually drive a taxi that's 7 years old. But if you look at the average age of a taxi that's on the roads right now, on average, it's about 12 years. So they shouldn't be on the road. And the objective with the taxi recapitalization was to improve the safety and to make sure that, you know, the taxi operators refresh their vehicles.
Yeah.
But the way that whole program was structured, it had some loopholes that, you know, the objective was actually not achieved.
As many millions more people head to work next week and use public transport, are you confident that the taxi industry is doing its best to ensure that the health and safety protocols around sanitation and social distance will indeed be adhered to? Will they manage?
I think the taxi operators right now, they are complying with the 70%. And we as Bridge Taxi Finance, with the people that are actually funded by ourselves, we have committed 12 million rand to actually help and supplement them with sanitizers and retrofitted other, you know, safety measures. I'm pretty sure that, you know, the taxi operators are going to do their best to make sure that they comply. But it's a very, very difficult environment. It's very tough, but they're doing their best. And I've seen a lot of willingness from their side. And also the minister has been out there with them and, you know, with a lot of other innovations that have been trialed.
Vince, thank you very much for sharing your story and what your company is doing, and let's hope, you know, it all pays off in the end. Thank you so much for your time. That was Vince Raseroka. He's the chairman of Bridge Taxi Finance.